Welcome to Small Wins, a podcast for football enthusiasts looking to turn their passion into a successful brand, personal brand, or career. In each episode, you can expect actionable advice to help you build towards your big goals with the game you love. Join us as we explore the power of small wins, the process of building success, and, well, the fun of making mistakes along the way. Welcome to another episode of Small Wins. I am your host, Yvan Delia-Lavictoire, and today is episode 16, and we are going to continue from last week's episode, which was about, sharing or keeping or staying passionate and working in football. And this week, we're going to continue with that and talk about how you can stay motivated and passionate about working or building a side hustle in football, all while maybe dealing with the stresses of being an entrepreneur or freelancer in the space. So we all know, I think, starting a business or a side hustle in any industry is something that is quite challenging. It requires, the first step is very, very big in terms of making that decision. But also you have to deal with, I would say, the intricacies and maybe the complexities of, in our case, the soccer industry, which is a huge space, which is it's a global game. It's a sport. It's a business. It's an economy that's kind of built in over 200 countries. So there are going to be a lot of different nuances, complexities, intricacies that come with the game. But it's also something that you have to learn and manage as you're building your own side hustle. So that's already something that is very, very challenging. And on top of that, you have the normal operations of running a side hustle. So a side hustle ultimately is still a business. So that means that you still have to look at managing your finances, building your marketing plan, handling, your content production, your production if you're making products, developing your services or writing your processes or building pitch decks. And in the future, if you decide to grow, there's going to be, you're going to require like maybe look at hire employees, handle customer service, and so on and so on. So, these challenges are not easy. I speak for myself when I look at all these, I try to think about all the things I have to do as an entrepreneur and build in from a place of passion. So it is quite difficult to keep that motivation and that focus as you're looking to kind of make your own way into the world of entrepreneurship. So it's super easy to get annoyed by the little, maybe, day-to-day task and forget about what your big picture is. And that's ultimately going to be true even for a side hustle, where you're building something to maybe prove a concept, maybe develop new skills, make your way slowly into the industry. But ultimately, to keep going, you're going to need not only, that passion, but you're going to need that motivation. So how can you stay motivated and passionate all while dealing with these challenges? So quickly, as a side hustle, even, if you have, like I said, if you have the intention of growing it into a full-time thing, like a huge venture, I think you need to consider these, four, I would say, strategies, or at least mindsets that you need to apply to really kind of build that motivation and all while staying passionate. Number one is really defining what your goals are. Goals, but if you have an ultimate, like a top goal that you have with this side hustle, it's super important to really clarify that, and also for yourself to have a really clear path, not clear path, but a clear understanding at least of what you want to achieve with that side hustle. So that's going to help you stay focused and motivated into what it is that you really want to be doing. And even more so when things get tough. So if you're, facing an obstacle or a specific challenge with one of your actions, knowing that there is a bigger goal, you know, that is still there away from your day-to-day operations, is going to make sure that you're going to keep that motivation at a very high level, and also align your operations with that big goal. So that's number one. Number two is, I think entrepreneurship is something that we do alone, but having a support system is very clutch. I think that's the best way to do it, to say it. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, we all have this ideal that we have this, you know, flexibility in the way we approach things and the way we build things. But we're often alone in our ideas, our thoughts, our challenges and problems. But it doesn't have to be, because if you're able to maybe connect with other like-minded individuals, maybe join a community or network group, or seek out someone who's, you know, in the space who's doing something similar, or even seek out a mentor who can offer guidance and support. That support system is essentially going to really, again, kind of make you understand that, you know, there are others going through the same challenges. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone working in soccer or someone in and around the soccer world. It can be someone else who's, freelancer or entrepreneur. Maybe that can give you a different perspective on things. But essentially, if you're able to build it doesn't have to be this massive, complicated support system. But if you have, you know, 2-3 friends that you can connect with, or a network group that you can, you know, check in and share your challenges or ideas, that can really, you know, help you stay on track and motivated as you keep pursuing that big goal that you have. Number three, I mean, that's an easy one, because the show is called Small Wins, but celebrating your wins is something that is so underrated. I think to this day, we are so caught up in the next big thing that we kind of forget that the goal that we had just achieved is something that we had wished, you know, maybe months ago, years ago. So it's super easy to get caught in maybe the challenges, the bigger goal, or the obstacles that you have and that you're going to keep facing as a, you know, as an entrepreneur. But it's super important as well to celebrate every little, I say little, but every piece of like success along the way. The show is called Small Wins, and I'm not going to stop repeating it, but it's important to really take the time to recognize where you're at, recognize what you've just achieved, and really celebrate it, no matter how small or how big they may be. The last one is, again, maybe a bit cliche, but it is something that I found was very efficient for me, but it's all about staying positive. That doesn't mean that you have to be not realistic about what's happening, but staying positive, or at least having a positive mindset, can really help you stay motivated and focused on what it is you want to achieve, so on your ultimate goals. Having that positive mindset doesn't mean that you're kind of going blindly into this venture, but more in a position where you're looking at solutions, or if, you know, an obstacle, or if you have to face a new challenge, that positive mindset helps you kind of reframe that challenge into a potential solution or new opportunity for you. So it's all about really having that mindset. And again, to go back on the support system. So maybe having, you know, a support system that can help you build or have positive influences. Maybe, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily avoid negativity, but avoid a negative approach on things might be a better way to say it. But having that might help. And also look at, like I said, look at the problems in a solution-oriented manner. So yes, there are going to be different levels of obstacles and problems that you're going to face, but ultimately, you know, that was Jose Mourinho who said it, and I love this quote because it's very, first of all, it's very Jose Mourinho-esque, but it's also very, very inspiring for me because, you know, he said, I think he was at Manchester United when he said that, but basically he said, every wall is a door. So how can you, it makes no sense when you say it like that. So, but I think in terms of the context and how he was interpreting it or showcasing it, it was really about, you know, yes, you're going to be facing a lot of walls, but basically these walls can turn into doors for you to explore maybe a new opportunity or, you know, to overcome these challenges. So apologies if you're not a Jose Mourinho supporter, but yes, that was my my way of explaining or helping you visualize what staying positive is. So those are four elements. So you have defining your goals, building or finding a support system, again, celebrating all your small wins or big wins, and having a positive outlook on things are four great ways that you can really keep or at least, you know, stay motivated as you're building your side hustle. So while, you know, staying motivated is very important, we know if you also have, you know, it's also just as important to maintain that passion that you have for the game. And we spoke about that in the previous episode, which was episode 15. But basically, you know, the reason that you're doing this or the reason that you're building this side hustle is basically because you were inspired by an element or by the entirety of football. So it is something that you need to keep in your, let's say, in your toolbox, in a sense, and to maintain that level of motivation, but that also that level of passion for soccer. There are a few more, I would say, additional elements that you can look at adding to your, I wouldn't say daily operations, but to your routine. So to stay passionate about with the beautiful game or stay connected with the beautiful game, the first one is really to, you know, stay engaged with the sport. So whether that's watching games, whether that's discussing games, whether that's playing at the local park, local pickup, or joining a team, or, you know, participating in, let's say, football related activities and events, those are all great ways for you to really stay connected with that game and really keep a very high level of passion for this game. Another one is, I'm going to contradict myself here with the staying connected part, but basically from a maybe an entrepreneur point of view or a side hustle point of view, it's important to really look at how you can recharge and refocus by taking breaks. I know taking breaks is maybe goes against the principle of working for yourself and being an entrepreneur. And we've lived so long into this very strong mentality of working hard and hustling nonstop. But personally speaking, the times that I've told myself that I needed to keep going and not stopping because I had to, you know, do something or achieve something, that never really yielded positive results, if I'm being honest. So, by taking a bit of a step back or taking a few breaks or really putting the side hustle on the back burner for a few days and really recharging and refocusing and really reconnecting with the game, that's another great way for you to stay passionate, yes, but keep that motivation, because that motivation might be affected when you're overworked or trying to hit these crazy deadlines that you gave yourself but aren't able to hit them. So taking that break is going to be essentially a great way for you to rebuild that motivation for yourself. Last one to maybe keep your passion at a high level for soccer is finding areas of inspiration that can be in or around football. So that can include reading books, watching, you know, series, documentaries, listening to podcasts. I know we are all, or I speak for myself, but I am a big podcast listener. So if you have podcast recommendations, maybe you can drop them to me by email or Instagram. But anyways, yeah, so keeping this, again, you're connected to the game, you're taking breaks, those are two great things. But if you're able to have kind of a inspiration space where you're always finding new ways to either celebrate your love for the game and passion for the game to maybe finding ways that you're building your side hustle or maybe tweaking that side hustle. Those are going to be great ways for you to maintain your passion for soccer. So to recap, so there's staying motivated with the game or at least the side hustle part of the game or what it is you're building, and then maintaining that passion are, yes, they are two different things, but ultimately they are very, very connected to each other. So just to recap, if you want to really stay motivated with football, you need to define your goals, build a support system, make sure to celebrate all your wins, small and big, staying or having a positive mindset. And then to really maintain that passion for soccer, you're going to want to stay connected to the game, whether that's by watching, following teams, engaging with others in the space, participating in events, you know, going at the park, playing pickup, playing in a team, all activities that make you stay connected to the game. Number two is really all about taking breaks. So really focusing on how you can recharge and, you know, get ready for the next step of your side hustle. And then the last one is seeking inspiration in and around you, whether that's through books, documentaries, podcast episodes, movies, discussion with friends even. I think that's another underrated way to finding inspiration is just talking to others in the space. So that's it for me. I hope you were able to maybe find, inspiration, but find ideas or find ways for you to stay motivated as you're building your side hustle. As always, you know, make sure that you are enjoying or building with the game we all love, but also, and I've said it multiple times in this episode, so I'm going to repeat it one last time. Make sure to celebrate all your small wins. Take care. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating or a positive review on your favorite platform. It's how I can share this podcast with more football friends like you. If this is your first time listening to Small Wins, subscribe to the podcast so that you can get the next episodes delivered automatically every week. Make sure you check the show notes to access all the relevant links and learn more about how La Victoire FC can help you build a successful journey in the football industry.